Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin'? Okay, well, we got to get into some things. We got to get into some things, okay? So let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video, okay? And we got to get into some things. All right, so we're just going to jump right into it. This is not going to be a lengthy live. I'm sipping on my water, all right? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about it today. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello. All right, so let's just jump right into it. So Tommy is under a little controversy right now for calling the girls punks, okay? And the girls meaning the sissies, the queens, the gays, okay? A lot of people feel a way about it. There were some things happening that's causing a lot of conversation amongst the fans, the subscribers, just the general public. All right, so if you guys don't know, Tommy made some statements in regards to, you know, punks or like gay boys that are close to her airing out their business when they get into it. Now, this stemmed from a conversation or an argument or an altercation between Alexis Sky and her best friend. So apparently Alexis Sky's friend is airing out all of her business. They're going back and forth on social media. This live is not about that lie. It's not about them. I could care less about that. But Tommy took it upon herself to give her opinion on it or to insert herself in it or give a statement, if you will, as to what it is, you know, she would do. And let's take a look at how she said she would handle it. If I ever fall out with my punks and they try to air me out, I'm going to show them the meaning, hashtag Tommy-ish. Loyalty is a foreign country that doesn't exist no more. Ish is whack as F. And I understand her, and I agree, okay? But I want to say, immediately when I posted this and I said that, you know, I had something, I was offended by it or whatever the case may be, or, you know, I said we were going to get into some things. I had so many women. I was going through the comments because some people were offended by the word punk. Some people weren't. And, you know, I was one of those people that was not offended by the word. And then I seen so many women, and particularly black women, in the comments saying, hey, you know what? People use punks all the time in the South. They said in Miami. They said in New Orleans. I know that they said in New Orleans. And that's just what they call them. And it's not to be offensive in any way. And I said, well, by golly. The immediate justification for the word, for straight black women to be able to use the word punks and sissies, just immediately goes, well, it's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. It's what they say. It's not to be offensive. You know, I don't understand why you're offended by it. And, you know, to a certain point, I agree. Just like the word fish. Why are you offended by it? It's been around for a very, very, very long time. People use it. But you can call us punks, but we can't say fish. All terms that are from our language, from our lingo, and not to mention me, a gay man, have been, what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, I just had it at the top of my head. I can't even think of the damn word right now. What is the word that I'm thinking about? Oppressed by punks, words like that, and sissy and fag. Women have not been oppressed by the word fish, if that's the word I'm looking for. I think that's the word I'm looking for. And it, to me, it's like, so we're taking the power back. We're taking that back. When we call each other punks. Just like when women started calling themselves B-word. They were like, you know what? Listen, we were oppressed by that word. We were battered and slain by that word. We were degraded by that word. So now we're taking the power back. Just like the word nigga. Black people do it all the time. So we use those words. But you guys want to use those words too. And when you use them, you don't want people to feel any kind of way, which I understand. But I want to, it's not the same as us saying fish, because there's nobody that was oppressed by the word fish. Punks and sissies, we were definitely oppressed by that word. And so it's not the same. However, I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those punks that feel some type of way about you saying punks. It is what it is. I was not triggered by that. I wasn't. That wasn't the problem for me. I didn't mind that she said it because I know a lot of people in New Orleans, this is very much so true. It's very true that people use those words and they don't mean it in a derogatory way. Same way that they use the word, same way that we use the word fish. So if you can understand people straight people calling us punks and sissies, then you should be understanding gay people using the word fish. And if you don't understand it, then don't say the word punk or sissy. Period. Also, a lot of people, and we're gonna get off of the fish thing, but a lot of people is using the word fish, getting mad, saying, don't call me a fish, don't call me a fish. Well, here's a newsflash to some of you ladies. I hate to break it to you, but in my world, a lot of you would not be called fish. Not all of you. Because I see a lot of these people that get on this camera and don't call me fish, don't call me fish. It's like, girl, let's just be honest. Whenever I see, when we talk about fish, it's not even just about female. It's just more about femininity and softness and beauty. It's not assigned to gender particularly. So a lot of you females that are up in an uproar saying, don't be called fish. Don't call me fish. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of you girls are not fishy, so I would not call you fish. Some of you hoes are not pretty, so I wouldn't be like, damn, she is. That is fish. Some of you hoes is not soft, so you would not be fish. A lot of you hoes that's offended by the word would never get called it because you don't fit the description. A lot of you bitches look like rocks. So the ones that's sitting up there, don't call me fish. It's like, girl, you don't have to worry about it because I don't even see it for you. It's the bad bitches that I'm calling fish in the first place. Like, sorry to break it to you, sweetie, but I'm not even talking to you. Sorry. Like, let's just go ahead and put that all the way out there. I'm not even really talking to you like that. So you don't even have to worry about it. That's the tea. Sis, sorry. So, sorry. I mean, it's no shade, but it's facts. Because when I'm using it, I'm like, girl, yes, God. Some of y'all that's giving all that is like, girl, you wouldn't even have to ever worry about me calling you fish because, girl, it's not even over for you in any way. It's like, girl, okay, hi. Hello, ma'am. Have a nice day. And, you know. Let me move on about my day. Girl, you just was walking by me. You didn't make me, you didn't get me hard at all. Nothing turned me on about looking at you, girl. So I'm okay. I don't have to call you that. I didn't see it for you like that anyway. that be the whole kiki. It's like all these people is in the uproar, but it's like, girl, you really don't even understand what the word means because a lot of you wouldn't even be called fish because you're not even really giving me dainty, soft, and cunty, beautiful, bad. Some of you hoes is really out here looking like you fighting out wars, okay? And it's nothing fishy about that. Now, so I just wanted to add another layer to that so the girls really understand what we're coming from. Because it's not that we just want to be out here calling you that because a lot of people that feel like don't call me that, don't worry, you probably would never be called it. Okay? Now, but that wasn't even the issue. So the other piece what actually triggered me back onto Tommy about the punk statement. The actual triggering part for me, and I don't know if a lot of people seen this part, was when she said this. When somebody said, y'all letting her call you punk, she said, it sounds better than fat. She said the F word. So there, right there, my brother and my sister. That's when it becomes the problem because we know what she really meant when she said punk. She meant the F word. That's what she meant. So she didn't just mean like, my punks. You know what I mean? She meant that I will go low and I will go there. And you are a F word in the most derogatory way. And like we said before, there is no compliment there. There is nothing. There is nothing positive about that. And this is what I say about certain women that I don't affiliate with. And this is the type that I would never, that I would not frequent. Because on Mad Day, she would be the one to call you the F word. She's that kind of girl. She's that kind of, she's one of those pieces of fish. She's that type of fish. She's one of those. Do her hair, makeup, get her beat, get her cute. Y'all fall out. You're an F word. And she's going there. And if her baby daddy wanted to beat you up, she's going to let him. When she's with her baby daddy and, they, and her nigga and they getting all drunk like she do, when she's with all her straight friends and a bunch of females and they slinging F words around, she's not stopping them. She's letting the F words fly. They probably have a F word party where they all get together and they just shoot the shit and just start just yelling out the F word. Absolutely. You can look at her. She's that type. She's definitely that type. You can tell the types of girls that give that. She's that. I want to give a shout out to T.S. because T.S. Madison actually commented on it. Let's see. And she said, every day someone proves me right in my sermons. Every single time. Punks, when are you going to understand? Punks, when are you going to stop dragging each other? Punks, wake up. When you see this particular behavior from this type that uses this language about you and your existence, run. This particular type will not testify against your attacker or will not turn in your, okay? You are just a set of punks. No shade. All women are not like this. However, when you see it, beware. There's no lies there. And I understand what she was saying. She wasn't talking about just the word punks itself or Tommy saying the word. It was the idea behind. She was talking to the punks, the gays. She was talking to her people in a sense of, y'all see that these females are out here like that. And you will still go and do interviews on the show after they called Richard Lomax the F word. Bobby Lights, you'll still probably be running behind this girl. Tokyo Styles, you know, like none of those people speak out. And I was actually proud of her for saying something and happy because I didn't think that she was going to say anything. I didn't think she was going to say anything because most people, when they're on that level, she's in those spaces, Tokyo, you know, Santana, Bobby, the list goes on. A lot of these girls are in those spaces and they hang out with these girls and they frequent these parties and they do these things and they're not going to say anything. You know why? I get it. They have to get that straight coin. See, a lot of people feel like gay people run the industry, and no, it's really straight people, and it's and women, and in our community, black women, they are actually your biggest supporters, and they contribute to social media more than men, financially, engagement wise, all of that. So there's a hefty coin there, and with support of black women. They are, if you have them on their side, they are supporters of you. So a lot of people will not go against the grain and say, hold on, this is some BS, because they're afraid that they're going to lose that coin. They're afraid that they're going to lose that acceptance, that friendship, that picture, that follow back, that clout chase. So they would much rather not say anything. And act like that this isn't happening. And I get it. I understand playing the game. I get it. I very much so get it. It's a hard place for me to be at, though. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie and sit here and say, I like Santana. I don't love him. I don't know him to love him, but I like his music and I like his personality as an artist. However, I was very disappointed to see that he would go do that podcast and actually was listening to the podcast when Riley said, hell yeah, I call Richard a and I called them that. And because you are, because you're gay. At the same time, I can't expect anything from Saucy Santana, I guess. And she will probably say, don't expect me to be your savior. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Bobby Lights, is he going to say anything? Probably not. Tokyo Sound, are they going to say, are any of these people that frequent these people that are in these circles, they're not going to say anything. They're not. So I was actually grateful and thankful that, you know, TS actually came out and said something, because I didn't think she was going to say anything either. I thought she was going to turn her head and act like she didn't, you know, feel that. And then it'd be left upon people like me, you know, who's intermediate with the platforms. So people could just act like, oh, that's just a YouTuber. Oh, he's messy. Oh, this, that, and the third. You know, I understand. Trust me, I get it. But, you know, I'm that type of person where I understand my audience and I know who's there. But at the end of the day, I don't give a damn. And I've said it over and over and time again. We're not going to sit here and let everybody be able to just say anything that they want about gay people. But you say something about a black woman or a black woman issue, then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. Nick, fuck you. I don't give a damn about a subscriber or none of that, because at this point, I've already gotten in my mind that we should have been had more subscribers, but there's a lot more people that watch me that purposefully don't subscribe to the channel. So at this point, I don't even give a damn no more. We're going to say what we're going to say. If you don't like it, you can go. Now, and so we can agree to disagree, but we're going to respect our party. So just like we can find justification in saying the word punk, sissy, and all that from straight people, then I don't want to hear none of the bullshit when we say fish. Because half of y'all that are feeling some type of way are not even sick to fish like that in the first place to feel some type of way. You wouldn't even be getting caught fish. Okay? And then when they start talking like this, at least it sounds better than the F word. That's where I have a problem. Because that goes to show what you really would say and what you really mean. And what you really mean is, And if one of these FAGGs ever come for me or spill my tea, because the girls are known to be messy, I'm not going to sit here and act like the girls are not messy. The girls can be very much so messy. The gays can be very, very messy. Don't ever forget it. They can. I'm not going to sit here and act like they can. Girl, we will spill some tea in a minute. But so will fish. But at the same time, she said, so basically, if they ever spill out her tea, she's going to make them know it. I understand, but she really meant to say, if those F words ever spill her tea, it'll be a problem. And then I just seen all these women in the chat. What was the problem with her saying punk? Everybody says that. Everybody, it's just a known thing. I didn't know it was offensive. It's not that big of a deal. Well, it's not that offensive to you, but have you ever been called a punk by a nigga or by a female? Do you know, like, think of it, being called a punk, that's not just genuinely a compliment. Have you ever tried calling somebody a punk ass? That's not a compliment. But we've taken the word back. Just like we've taken the word sissy back. Just like we take the word ass black people, the word nigga back. But y'all feel like, the ones that feel like, oh, we said. Yeah, you do say it. So I don't understand why people are making such a big deal about people using the word fish when you weren't even, when no female has been oppressed by the word fish. You just heard about it and you feel some type of way innerly because you think that talks about your punan when it has nothing to do with that. So, girl, that's your own issues. But I don't feel any type of way about them using the word pump. It's just the context behind it, just like using the word fish. I don't have a problem with women. Like I was not triggered by her saying punk. It was when she said it sounds better than the F word is when it got me. Because you know why? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not triggered by the word punk because I get it. I've been in New Orleans. I've been to Atlanta. I've lived in Houston. They use it. And just like they're going to use punks and they're never going to stop, I'm not going to stop using the word fish, period. If I'm talking to my girlfriends on the phone and we get into some things, We're gonna use the word fish. I don't and then the girls that I call fish, they know that they're called fish and they live for being called fish. It's the girls that don't want to be called fish that you're not even considered. Trust me, you're not even in it. You're not even in it. There's some drag queens, some trans girls. I would be like, bitch, I would call them fish before I would call some real women fish, because sometimes girls, some of them be sitting out better. You're like, bitch, you aren't serving me fish, bitch, you are beat. And you got some other women over there that just didn't make the mark, and vice versa. So it's not just about a woman's punan. So that's the part that kills me. Don't call me this. Don't call me this. Like, girl, I was not even thinking about calling you fish, but you got a long way to go before I start thinking that you fish. Trust me. I'll show you fish, bitch. And maybe, sweetie, you are not it. I can show you sickening fish. And girl, don't get beside yourself, because you are not it, sweetie. Sorry to burst your bubble, but you just didn't get in. You didn't get into the gates. I don't know who gassed you up and thought you was in the conversation, but you're not. And so it's a lot of them that be thinking, don't call me. Like, girl, I was not even thinking about that. I wouldn't even say nothing to you. You didn't even catch my eye in the slightest. It's like the girls that don't even, nothing about you was catching my eye or turning my head to be like, damn, come on, bitch. Come on, fish. I just walked past you, girl. Okay, period. I mean, it just be killing, because that was killing me for a while, because I'm like, some of these girls really be thinking it's that over for them, and a lot of them, not, they don't even realize that, girl, some of y'all wouldn't even be considered fish. That's the kiki. You and you born a woman, and I still wouldn't call you fish, because you, some of you girls are, look like you've been ran over. And same for the sissies and the punks. And I don't mind, like, but you get what I'm saying? Like, but see, I just want to make the understanding be clear. Listen, we all have these certain isms, and just like the straight community calls us punks, that don't bother me. I can make a big fuss about it, but why? Because I know that there's double meaning. Some of them, you just call us because we gay, we softer, we're more feminine. So you might be like, oh, they're punks. Those are gay boys, whatever. I'm not pressed about that. But when you go into, oh, you should be happy that I called you a punk instead of the F word. It's like, girl, well, you might as well have just called me the F word, because that's pretty much what you mean. That's how I take that. That's how I take that. So we're going to open up some calls. We're going to put, I want to know what you guys think. Hold on, let me see. Boop, 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 boop. I want to know what y'all think about the situation. Call in. The number is 563-999-3658. Someone said punk can be offensive. It depends on how it's used. Just like if a female was called a B, yeah. Some people use it different, especially with their friends, but Tommy was definitely being messy. Absolutely. I agree. Somebody said, she said, Armand, you are fish. Yes, God. I have moments where I can definitely be fishy, honey. And you see when I had my makeup and for my birthday and I was giving all that? But you could not tell me I was in tuna tilapia coverage cunt, okay? I was in my, bitch, when I had my Beijing and my hair, and I was just, bitch, you couldn't tell me I wasn't the last piece of salmon, okay? Period. Shadira said, well, this fish love you, and I love you too. Okay, so I wear well, and I could be, and listen, I could be a punk and a sissy too. And I can be a very, 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 very nasty, nasty, malicious. So, I mean, I can be them all. That's why I don't get pressed. But I just want y'all to understand that, listen, everything is not so surface level, so black and white. Oh, you called me fish. You said I swim in the water with scales and I'm a fish. That's not exactly what that means. Everything is not so black and white. That's just like me saying, oh, that is sickening fish. Or your mug is beat. So that's what somebody's going to say. Don't say that my mug is beat. beat means something that was hit and hurt. What are you saying? It's beat? No, I'm just saying like it's beat, like you stamped, like you, what, you stamped me like a stamp? Like, girl, shut up, shut up, shut up. You said that's sickening? Like it's actually sick? Like you're sick? No, sickening, like, girl, it's so good. I might, you so, I might get sick. Like, you know, like, girl, like, do we got to be so literal with everything? Do, really? Like, that's how I be feeling when I be talking to some of y'all. Like, is it really that serious? Like, come, you know, figurative, you know, listen, girl. But I thought it was so funny when Tommy used the word punks because people automatically understood, like, hey, wait a minute. She didn't mean that in a derogatory way. They literally came to her defense. Them black women was in that comment. No, she didn't mean that. And then some of them said, well, they are gay. So that was some of the, that was eating her fish. But some, most people was like, yeah, like, what's the issue? What's the issue? Under the T.S. Madison post, they were dragging it. Like, why are you tripping? They say that all the time. It's this, that, and the third. And to me, that's where I'd be like, oh, my God, the hypocrisy. So it's okay when you can justify it towards gay people, but which I didn't have a problem with it. I did not. But it was an issue for you to be called fish. Okay. 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 But then back door, nobody's talking about the fact where the lady just said, you know, well, at least I didn't call you the F word. Let me see. Let me see if I have that. Let me show you where she said that again. See, she said, it sounds better than agates. Look at the bottom. Look at the bottom where she said, well, it sounds better than agates. So that's how you really felt. But I've been telling y'all, y'all gonna learn one day. The girls is going to know that, listen. But see, I understand, girl. I'm not going to be out here fighting the right fight, and all the girls just look at me like I'm the problem because that be my only thing. I could be out here windmilling, 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 and then guess what will happen? Then you will have Saucy Santana jump on a live stream with her and Kiki. And then so everybody be like, see, it's okay. Saucy Santana didn't care. Why do you care? Then you have those gay, or then you have the YouTubers that, you know, all of a sudden they just so, oh no, it's okay. All the black women can just call us gay people punks and sissies, whatever. They start tap dancing for the dollars and the subscriptions and the streams and the super chats. So they just start tap dancing. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Because there always needs to be one, and that one knows, and that's part of the game. That one tap dancing gay boy, they'll say, listen, just like that one tap dancing nigga that y'all don't like, that will go against the grain and get all the success. There's always some tap dancing queen that'll just give the straight people that want to be able to disrespect us the right by saying, I don't know why they tripping. I mean, just like Flame Monroe. Straight people love Flame Monroe because, in my mind, Flame Monroe is a tap dancer. Flame Monroe will sit up there and knowing damn well you got breasts, you got titties, all this. You walk around as a woman and you got whole titties and nails and walk around as a woman. And you 50, 60 years old and you run around the world letting people call you a man. A nigga, dude, he. You know you don't feel that, but there's so many straight people that want to be able to call trans people he. And all it takes is one to say, yeah, I'm a man. So they be like, see, even Flame Monroe know he a man. Instead of putting respect on your name and saying, listen, no. I may not be a biological woman, but please respect me as a transgender woman. Please do not call me he. But no. You got many tap dancers that will, and it works for them because they get put in position. They're very successful because the power is in the black, the heterosexual community, women and men. They have the power. So you make them, you appease them, they'll give you the money. They'll allow you in. But I'm not doing it. I love y'all to death. I'm not doing it. So I'll sit up here in my home studio for the rest of my life before I sit up here and tap dance for and let you disrespect me just because I want a couple of dollars. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Someone said, so over the sensitivity around fish, but okay, I love you, Arma, and agree. It's not the same as the F word, which I don't use. The group conversation video was amazing. I hope you do it well. Twersome. Okay, let me go ahead and give her, let's do a little, okay? Because y'all say, you know, let's do a little thick swerve. Okay, period, pool. Okay. Why y'all play so much? Y'all play all day, okay? But period, pull, period, 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 period. Okay. Period, pull. Okay. So tell me you just christened your new chair, okay? Right. We did christen the new chair. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Okay. Chow. Y'all know me, bitch. I'll be here. Kiki, I'm glad that we could always have some fun in the midst of going in. Okay. So I just was saying, y'all, like, I'm just not doing it. I wasn't offended by the punk situation. But so let's take some calls, and then we're going to get into some things. All right, 86. Hold on, because it's playing with me. 8620.
Yo.
Okay, what's going on? Talk to me.
Am I on the line with the motherfucking prank?
Yes, talk to me. Get into some things.
Prank. Okay. Y'all already know who it is. Molly from Philly. You know what I mean? We was on a live join the other night. Armand, I miss you, bro. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good. What you think about what's going on with this situation? Give me your opinion. Give me your thought process.
You already know you're going to get all of that. But first, we got to set you up on OnlyFans, okay? Because I ain't going to get all the cake back there.
We are not doing OnlyFans.
Okay, I'm going to put your ass on the corner, nigga. Okay, seriously, all that cake. But, you know, anyway. No, I feel like, fish is like a aesthetic status in our gay world or whatever. So niggas need to understand that or whatever. But we talked a lot about that on the second app. So if y'all don't know, refer to that. You know what I mean? But my question is, I got a question for you. Like, so in your opinion, what should we expect or like tolerate from like a woman who you feel like who's having it out with one of the gays or a queen, shall we say?
It's just it's nothing that you can expect. I think that we just need to be. I think that we need to understand that it's out there, but it's not even an expect. We cannot be afraid to say I don't fool with them. See, the thing is this: like we get so afraid, especially in entertainment. Because we're talking celebrities in the entertainment industry, we get so afraid to be like, you know what, I don't fool with her. Because us as gay people, like Madison said, like we don't really support each other that much, or there's a ceiling to gay. So in order to break past that ceiling, you have to go into mainstream. And who runs mainstream? Heterosexual people. So now you have to sometimes conform to those heterosexual normatives in order to be considered for different positions. And a lot of times us as gay people, we feel like, well, girl, I'm not going to be the one speaking out when the girls would not have my back. It's not even that much room for us in the first place. Like with Santana, it's a double-edged sword. I can't really be mad at him because it's like, okay, well, look at her. You know, she's good in her own right, but if you really break her down, she's dark-skinned, she's overweight, she's androgynous, she wears lashes and nails. You know, and this is – there's not a lot of opportunity. And she – there's not a lot of opportunities for people like that to make it into hip hop. And she's there. So I understand she's probably like, well, shit, I'm not going to go in here. I barely got in here. So I'm not going to go out here being the gay cheerleader when these girls, shit, I'm trying to live my best life being me. So I get it. But it's unfortunate that we have to play that game. And I wish some more people would go against the grain. But I understand they don't do that because they got to get their coin. So I get it.
Well, we'll get that when people's purposes are more valuable than their bags. You understand what I'm saying? Kind of like when we were talking with Rich and stuff like that. When you mentioned what's it, Flame Monroe, whatever. I feel like Flame Monroe is a product of his era. You know what I'm saying? Like as far as he came up during those times when, you know, we were not. The feeling that we have today is not what we had 20 plus years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like for him to be able to, it's not always about like necessarily tap dancing. I feel like how you put it. I feel like it's more so just knowing where you come from, like and you came from a specific era, and you can't like when I was talking to Rich he said, well, see, I'm part of the problem because I was talking about what's his name, Wade's son, and I was saying like how I can't. You know, I can't just call a little boy a little girl just because he wants to be called that. And he was saying, well, you know, you're kind of part of the problem, whatever. And I'm like, well, it's not that I'm part of the problem. And I feel like it's unfair to try to, like, kind of, like, come at me like that because I don't necessarily subscribe to the new norm. You know what I'm saying? And I do feel like over in Cali is a little bit more stricter or a little bit more pro-gay, which is a great thing. And mind you, everyone, I'm gay. Shout out to everybody in the chat, everybody with quality and substance comments, okay? All of you messheads and other niggas, y'all can... yeah, anyway.
Come on.
So, yeah, guys, you know, I'm keeping it on track. But, yeah, no, it's just like, with that, it's just like, you know, you can't sit there and negate that people from where they come from. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a respect line should definitely be drawn, but it would be hard for me to sit there and say to a you know, sit up there and say to it, like the whole Wade situation, like call this little boy a little girl. Like
what do you think about Tommy saying that it was, don't say the word, but she said it was better at least that she used punks instead of the F word. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about Tommy saying that she used the word punk? She was still taking the shot. And so my next, like, who is you beefing with? What's the problem? What happened? Because I feel like at the end of the day, I mean, because, you know, fair is fair. And just like you sit up there and said yourself, like,
that
you know.
That's the whole thing. The beef is, girl, she's fish. And at the end of the day, you are to her. If it comes down to it, at the end of the day. You want it because a lot of girls like that. Listen, a lot of girls like that think that we want to be them. So they cannot take us. A lot of girls, if a woman don't like gay men, it's because she can't take it. All boils down to the D, okay? So when they start feeling some type of way, it's because they can't take when we give what we give and we shimmy and we girl and we this and we that. They can't take. So it's almost like, girl, I'm the real girl, and you sissies and you punks wish you could be the. It all comes down to that. That's what it comes down to.
So I hear your viewpoint. However, I don't know if that's because when I said what's the beef, because she has a beef with whoever the gay person is, right? And I think that whatever got them into the bad space they're at or whatever, it might be multiple gay people at this point, because I do remember seeing a video when she was going at it with shooting getting read down in like a hotel hallway by, I don't know who this gay, he might have been somebody from 11,
It was Alvin. She was getting read by Alvin. She seen the stuff with Alexis Sky, and I'm sure she's seen the stuff with Rich and Ra Ali. So it's all of that. But she didn't even have to say my punk. She could have said if one of my friends. Why did it have to be gay?
Because she's trying to, because she's trying to take a shot. She's definitely trying to take a shot. But
that's
she's
all
still
I'm
trying
saying.
To take a shot with still being, she's still trying to take a shot with still being able to move in and out and still keep it like to where it's not going to be no punitive recourse coming back her way because she ain't not saying the word, the F word. You know what I'm saying? So we already know what that's about. That's why my question to you initially was like, you know, well, because in the sport of fairness and in the sport of, you know, insults and battle and all this type of ish or whatever the case like that, like, what would you say that we can tolerate or, you know, expect coming from an angry, not even an angry black woman, just an angry woman, period. Like, you know, if we're insulting each other. Because, you know, that's you know, if you're fat, that's a dig. If you're ugly, that's a dig. If you're gay, that's a dig. If that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, so what
yeah,
can
but,
we really...
Yeah, but, no, so you expect, listen, there's I'm sure there's people that you've fallen out with, and there's certain lines you don't cross. If you know, like, you get what I'm saying? So if you cross certain lines, you know, it is what, like, I don't want to get too far into a bunch of specifics, but I'm like if she has something done to her as a child and we get into it, I'm not going to call her, you know, you blah, blah, blah victim, or, you know, like, I'm not going to go there, or I'm not going to, I wouldn't have talked about I wouldn't have called Ra Ali's baby scrambled eggs, like things like that. Now, if she would have called me the F word, then her baby would have all been all kind of scrambled eggs and this and that. You see, like the low blows that are just really, really dirty.
Right.
You don't have to go
right.
there, even when you beefing, especially if it's with a friend.
You want to know something? It is like you when you said that just there, you kind of sort of you like pull the curtain back a little bit because, and that's for people really need to understand that. Like when you say those type of things, the F word is something that goes back with us all the way from our genesis. Like, you know, just coming up as a kid all the way through it, having to hide from your parents and, you know, knowing that you're feeling this way, crying and trying to pray it away silently, but, you know, just eat all that other stuff. And, like, damn, I don't want to lose my train of thought. Hold up.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to keep you on there, bro. Because you're talking to hella long. We got hella people. Hold on. Okay, because, girl, I know you are long with it. I love you, though. Okay, 358-35385. Hello? Eva?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
My thing is, like, she was dead wrong. I don't care what nobody says. Like, you're dead wrong. You inserted yourself in a situation that had nothing to do with you. That situation had to do with Alexis Guy and Ike, King Ike, and they're falling out. I mean, he was rightfully airing her out because she posted an email insinuating that Ike was stealing from her. Now, if you're defaming somebody in their brand, there is no loyalty. So that's why he aired her out. Secondly, people need to stop. You guys need to see who you're supporting. You're supporting someone who has 21 mugshots. She's a felon. Like, she's identity theft, beat people. Like, girl, her name isn't even Tommy. It's Natasha Moore. Like, you guys are defending a felon. And these people, like celebrities, she's a nobody, so she shouldn't have gotten any light. But at the same time, it's like she shouldn't have said it either. When she had somebody who was from the LGBT community doing her hair, and she posted that while this LGBT person was doing her hair. So I was like, that's disgusting. Like, I could, like, even as the gay person that was doing her should have told her that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but they're not because they get to say, I work with Tommy, I do this, that, and the third. So they're not going to do it because they like to be saying that they're with these women.
If you don't have integrity, these people will keep doing the same thing.
Yes.
You know
I agree.
What I mean? Because, honey, Miss Tommy done had Erica herself, a trans woman, do her makeup for years on Love and Hip Hop. And for her to even assert herself, that wasn't even her situation. So obviously she just, what they say, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. That's
period.
All I had to say. You know
thank
what I'm
you
saying?
So much. Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. The call line is like crazy right now. Okay, let me see. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hello.
Listen, this is how I feel
what's
about
going
it.
On? Okay.
Hey, listen. To me, we have to be careful how we throw around this word friend. Okay, because anybody, if you were ever my friend, I am never going to say anything that derogatory about you, period.
Right.
That's it. I'm not going to do it. And you know, I don't care what goes down or whatever. Whatever went down, went down. You take care of that stuff behind the scenes. I don't care if they put you out there on blast or whatever, or put them on blast on something equal. You don't say punks. You don't say the F word. You don't say none of that. You know, it's just, we can't keep calling people friends that aren't really friends. That's just like a Caucasian person saying, oh, I've had three black people over to my house in the last, you know, year. If you can count the number of people you've had to your house,
right.
You got a problem.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on now. That's just, you know, it's the same difference. We can't keep calling people friends and trusting people and thinking they all about us, period. That's it. That's how she really feels, just like the last caller said. When someone shows you who they are, believe them, and I'm going to add on there the first time. Don't give them time number two, three, or four. You show me who you are, that's who you are, period.
And you know why I feel even more so about that? Because I felt like Alexa Sky, which is where Tommy's opinion stems from. Alexa Sky and her best friend, which was gay, had got into an altercation. And so the issue for me is, why couldn't she say, if my friend were to ever air out my business, I would do X, Y, and Z? She made it a point to acknowledge the fact that he was a gay guy. You get what I'm saying? So she's and then can't double back and said, at least it was better than saying the F word. So, girl, you really would have rather said that because you wanted to highlight the fact that if a gay boy ever felt like he was going to air me out, I would end that as, you know, that fag, you know what I mean? Like, that's her energy.
Yes. Yes. At the end of the day.
And see, that's what makes me be like, girl, well, let's get into it. You dusty, dirty, nasty, you know, and then I start going there.
Right. And it's not about defending or not defending or anything like that. At the end of the day, that's how she feels deep down inside. So everybody does her hair and her makeup. Now you know exactly how she feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to decide whether or not the coin is worth it. You know, and if the coin is worth it, fine. You could feel some type of way about me, but I'm side-eyeing you now. I'm going to take every last dollar. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to go up double on you because now I know how you feel.
Right.
So, this is how she is. This is how she feels. And she really ain't got no room to talk about nobody and saying nothing. But that's how people are allowed to feel how they want to feel. But we got to be just real careful. Like, and I have to, I have to think about this too. Is that really how Alexa Sky feels too? Because birds of a feather flock together.
You never know until the altercation. So she hasn't said anything like that. They haven't said anything. I don't think Alexa Sky is in that space, but you can tell that Tommy is one of them kind of girls that'll give that for sure. She's one of those.
Right.
She's definitely one of those.
And she has to feel relevant. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. On this show, you have to have some kind of storyline. You have to have some kind of something. So she needed to be relevant to the show. So this was her way of creating drama for the show to solidify her space.
Well, what do you think about some of the gay people that will that are in their spaces, you know, in these spaces that turn a blind eye to this kind of stuff? Like, these things are not happening. That have access to these type of people. Why do you feel like they do that?
Well, because again, you know, it's a situation where if you're trying to, you know, you're putting food on your table, and if you are there, that shows a level of insecurity. And I can't down anybody for doing that. We all got to do what we got to do to put food on our table. But at some point, you know, there's certain people I will never work with, you know, professionally all. Because if I know that's how you feel deep down inside, my self-worth is greater than whatever dollar you could give me.
Yes.
And I know that if I live my own truth and stay true to myself, greater things are going to come to me. But not everybody is in that space. I understand everybody is in that space. And truth be told, like you said before, if they start coming out against her, you know, they're probably concerned, well, am I ever going to work again? am I ever going to this again? So, but at some point, your truth has to be bigger than that, because you're going to get everything coming to you and more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a hard position. I understand their position, but, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age. I done lived through that. I done lived through people calling me out my name and calling me all kinds of black this and this, that, and in this, in corporate America, taking
yeah.
my earrings off when I was in my 20s, honey, ready to fight. Like, okay, well, I'm going to take my heels off and my earrings. Let's go to you. I didn't care. You could walk me out today because I'm going to get another job tomorrow, period. But that was worth more to me. My integrity, my self-worth, who I am, is worth more to me than what perceived your dollar.
Okay,
I'm
so let me ask you the last question,
Lisa.
Last question, and I'm going to let you go. Why do you think so many women were in the comments when she made the punk statement before I made it clear why I was actually offended? Because I wasn't offended with the punk statement. But so many women just automatically understood that punk wasn't necessarily coming from a negative place all the time. However, they can't understand that when it comes to the fish term. But punk has really been a word that has been used derogatorily towards gay people, punks and sissies. But it's okay when you say it, and we're supposed to understand
okay.
that. Hey, but honestly, it kind of is, because it's not. Because I know that everybody that's using it don't use it in that way. Like, I'm not offended by that.
And that's cool. So that's like, if somebody can call me the B word, and if I know that they're calling me the B word in a certain tone, I'm all right with it. You change your tone up, now we got a problem. We're going to fight. So
right.
I get that from you. Now, to me, like, I think we've had this conversation separately. I came up with fish being, that was just what was said. Oh, she's fish. She's, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't anything necessarily derogatory in that. It was just, that was the term. Period. Now, I mean, it's different if you saying she smell like fish in certain areas.
Right.
Now, that's a whole different story, you know.
Or
but
rotten
I don't
fish
take...
or something like that. Yeah.
Right. So I don't take fish as a bad thing. You know, when I was hanging with that group of people, if they said, girl, you real fish, okay, thank you, boo. I mean, it was not a big deal. It was just not a big deal. So I don't take it offensively unless it's meant offensively. But the F word is definitely offensive all the time.
All the time. There's no way that you can sweeten that up.
No.
And so,
no,
thank you,
never.
Lisa.
Okay, honey.
Okay, so we got a lot. Okay, so no, we're not going to be able to do, because I want this show to be, how long is this show? Well, we've already been on here. Okay, cool. We got some time. Okay, we got a couple more. I don't want this to be a super, super long, drawn-out show. We got a lot of callers, though. Okay. 1805.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to make this really quick. I just feel like, first of all, if she said that, she felt that way about him all the time. That's what she thought about that person from the beginning. She thought he was AF, you know what I mean, in her
mm-hmm.
mind. But also, that's what's different about you. Because, see, some people say what they think people want them to say, but you say what people need to hear. And that's what's a difference between you and other people. You know how some people just, like some of these YouTubers, they say, I don't want to, you know, be too specific, but they'll say stuff
yeah.
to their audience because they think that, you know, that's going to get them a coin or whatever.
Well, absolutely.
See,
they
you
do.
Don't care
I'll be
about
honest
that.
With you. I will be honest with you. I was talking to one of my colleagues a couple of months ago. She'll know who I'm talking about. And I was like, so what do you think the issue is? She said, this is what she said. She said, Armand, you should have had 100 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers a long time ago. She said, but
sometimes. That's why you're a leader. See, you don't say what people want you to say. You say
what
they
want
to
hear. Yeah, hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish. She said. However, sometimes you just. You kind of go against the grain, and she basically said, you know, you offend your audience, and who is particularly black women. So it comes off, so you offend a lot of them, so they don't want to subscribe or they don't follow. And I said, you know what? If me saying that, if out of a week I talk about five heterosexual black women issue topics or whatever, then I do one gay topic and I'm passionate about it, and then half of the chat is telling me it's not that serious, I'm going off. Yeah, you're damn right. And I'm telling you guys, you're a bunch of, you know what I mean? Like, if I can sit up here and do this, but then there's some gay issues, or you got Richard Lomax being called an F word and people are justifying that, I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, or the lady is trying to out and expose these men and she somehow comes up and disappears. And everybody's mad at me because I'm saying she brought it up on herself. She did. But because because it was two gay men,
mm-hmm.
it was wrong. However, if she would have caught her husband with another woman and then that woman beat her A and took her out, then every woman would have been like, girl, I'd have did the same thing, girl. I'd have did the same thing.
Exactly.
But because it was two gay men, two gay people,
mm-hmm.
all the women felt like,
mm-hmm.
expose them. We
mm-hmm.
on the side of the woman. And I don't
mm-hmm.
like that. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. Really, the reason why I like to watch you is because you're so real. You don't know, I'm a dark-skinned black girl. I'm never offended by nothing that you said. So either they got some insecurities of their own that they need to fix that don't have nothing to do with you. So maybe they need
to
look themselves in the mirror and find out what's wrong with them and their self-esteem or something.
Thank you.
Because
I don't ever see nothing.
I'm serious. Because every time I watch you, you always give me life. And then I know I'm going to hear something intelligent and smart. You know, and then you get a little ratchet. I love that too.
Right.
You know? And then you keep it, but then you keep it so professional though.
Thank you.
If it was me, but I've been the one off. You know, so I know I don't have the patience for it. But you're professional with it. So
I'm glad that you peeped that, though. I'm glad that you peeped that because there's a lot of YouTubers. There's YouTubers. When that OG situation came, so many channels were built.
Oh, my God. That
because guess
me.
What?
I was,
all them women that was supporting me, they all went and flocked to those the men that were standing up for women. They all went and
mm-hmm.
they all went over to go subscribe to those channels. And if you really dissect those channels, all those men do is sit up there and either A, they use the subscribers for donations, or B, they sit there
mm-hmm.
and drag different type of women to panhandle to the dark skinned women. So they'll sit and drag light skinned women all day. You
exactly.
Pay attention.
I did. I've watched all of them. But see, they did that to go against the grain because God sees you as a leader. So they figured,
mm-hmm.
oh, let me go against Armand because then I can steal some of his subscribers. If I say I love dark-skinned women, if I say I love this, this, and that, you should never call a woman a B. And whatever Armand say, I'm going to contradict it so I can steal his subscribers.
Yes. Yes.
See, so
that's
what
somebody
their goal
gets
is.
Somebody gets it.
Oh, I've been got it.
Oh, my God.
I've watched you a long time. Yep, I watched them all. I ain't gonna name no names, but I watched them all.
Yes,
but it was
and
something
I'd be
different.
Thinking to myself,
I
am I the only one that sees this shit?
No, because it was something I seen in you that made me keep watching you. Because trust me, I've seen all of their channels, and it didn't keep me interested. But you would say some stuff that would hit right on point. And if you didn't say it right after you said it, matter of fact, you always was right on point. Then KJ. Whenever he's always in the background, but whenever he says something, it hits right on point. I said, now these two right here is perfect.
Yeah, and he challenges
me
a lot too. Like, I don't just go up here just to just say a bunch of stuff, but I got to say logically what makes sense to me. Like, I don't come up here to try to bash any particular party, but I think it's so funny because You know, I get on the trans, I get on the gay people, I get on the women, I get on everybody. Everybody gets it. It's not just one particular group of people, but you'll be surprised. You'll have these women calling into different chats. They don't even know why they don't like me. They just don't like me, and you'll just see in all these chats, he hates black women, he hates it. So you know what? Now let them think it. Whatever. You know, and those be ones too.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there, Armand. It's not you. They don't like gay people. See,
yes.
Sometimes you may be looking like, oh, they just don't like me. No. They have a problem with gay people. It's not you, baby. Because I'm telling you, it's something in you every time I've watched you. You know, and it's not even when you read, let me tell you something else. When you read those tarot cards, you don't even need the tarot cards to read people. Because
no.
I've seen you, as soon as the caller come in, you can sense something because you read and you always hit right on point. And I said, he don't even need the cards because he's got that gift. You got a gift.
Thank you. Thank
you.
I really appreciate
it. That's why I watch you. Oh, yo. And would you check your Cash App, please? But,
yes.
Because it says that you haven't received none of my stuff. So, anyways, I'm not going to hold anybody else up, but love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, that was a nice call. I really appreciated that, and I definitely will check my Cash App, sweetie, period. Boom. Oh, well, I definitely got something from Lisa Brewer. Shout out to you, Lisa. Thank you. But yeah, I that just made me feel so much better that, you know, she understood that. And I want to shout out to all of those subscribers, because when we have these conversations, I'm always like, my man is always looking at me like, listen, he don't even come by the door because he's like, Armand, are you ready to go there? Because you know you got to put your armor on for this, because there's going to be several videos made about you hating this person and that person. And particularly, they even said, why are we on the topic? People even tried to take the fish video the video that I have with the panel of my boys, and they tried to make it seem like that I allowed them to disrespect Neek at Night. And I thought that was very, very interesting. If you go back and watch that video, there was no disrespect there. And those same people that say that, you don't ever hear any of these people talking about the disrespect that goes on towards gay people. It's a bunch of women. They all make all these videos, but they feel like they should just be able to walk over men daily, gay or straight, and no one's supposed to say nothing. Huh. Let me let you know something real quick, bitch. You come over here, baby, you gonna gag, sweetie. Cause bitch, I've been tied my hair up in a bun, bitch, and I'm gonna read you for blood. And I'll really give you something to talk about. I'm not playing those games at all. At all. You no female, no male, nobody. You're not going to just feel like you're going to disrespect me and I'm not going to be able to say anything about it. And then if I have an opinion on it, all of a sudden, oh, I hate women. Well, if that's the case, then I hate them. I don't give a damn. You get what I'm saying? Like, no, you're not going to bully me into not having an opposing opinion. That's never going to happen. And as long as I'm on this YouTube and I'm talking and I'm getting into some things and there's gay topics, you notice not a lot of content creators cover. Out of all of us that do these celebrity gossip talk, whenever shit pops off with some shit like this, or out of all the women, no one does the videos on these topics. Unless it's some like, he was sleeping with a man, or some shit like that, like some like explosive, like some kind of like shit that where it could be like, oh my God, he's gay. He was sleep caught with a tranny. Oh, everybody's doing videos. But if it's some disrespectful shit towards gay people, motherfuckers is not touching it. And I understand. I get it. That's not your fight, but it's mine. So I'm always going to speak about it. And I'm making my duty to speak about it more because I know so many people are not. Let some gay boy would have, you know, girl, listen, let something happen where, you know, somebody was like, don't call me, like Tommy would have said, don't call me a fish. And it'd have been videos made, but she said some shit like, at least she didn't get called the F word. y'all know it's y'all know to find me. Nobody's gonna talk about that. You know what people are gonna do now? They're gonna go justify this and make go chop this up and make it seem like and try to justify it and make it seem like I hate women. But I'm only saying that to say this. Listen, there's not enough voices out here that's gonna call the bullshit when these people are disrespecting gay people, because majority of the heterosexual community doesn't give a damn when people are disrespecting gay people. Women, typically black women, don't really give a damn when gay people are being disrespected. They only feel like, a lot of them only feel like their struggle is the only struggle. And I'm here to let you know, we're not kissing black women ass all day over here. I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing it. So we're going to talk about it all. Some days you might not like what I say. Some days you might, but it's all with love. I love everybody, but I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, when some gay shit goes on and some offensive shit goes on in mainstream, I'm going to act like I'm not going to cover it because some of my audience might feel a way about it. Baby, bye, bye, bye. Not over here, because I know ain't nobody going to talk about it. I'm going to, though. Because I'm a part of that community, and I don't want anybody that's associated with me to feel like they can ever play in my face like that and disrespect me on any day. And I won't disrespect you. Period. And I think that that's why this platform is needed, because we get into healthy conversations, and sometimes you leave this conversation being like, I hate that fool. I understand. I'm not perfect. But sometimes you leave there kind of like, I don't agree, but I get it, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'm not going to be bullied and afraid to touch on these topics and have a different set of opinion because I feel like I won't get no supporters or no followers or some shit like that. No, and just like that lady called and said, she said that people will not touch these topics because they go against it to try to get the audience. And it works. But y'all just don't realize that half them people are using you. Okay, let me get this one. 0942, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Carmine. How are you?
I'm actually doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been watching your channel. I've been subscribed to you for pretty much almost a year. So wow. I've watched you elevate and everything like that. And I'm not even going to lie. When that whole OG situation happened, because, yes, I am a woman. I'm a dark-skinned woman, okay? So when that whole OG situation happened, of course, it rubbed me the wrong way because I feel like I've been supporting you. I've been watching you. And I know you were just being honest. You feel like you was unattractive or what have you. But you do have to understand that us as dark-skinned women, we get, just like you get harassed or, you know, people say things about you because you're a man and you're a black man or what have you and you're gay. I'm not saying that our struggle is worse than yours, but what I'm saying is not everybody, you know, is not going to support you because you're gay. That's not it. I know the other lady was saying that, but the only reason why I unsubscribed and then I've decided to resubscribe to you is because I respect your honesty. I respect your honesty. And then with your big platform you have, I'm not saying that you got to kiss our ass or anything like that, but just like how you feel when somebody doesn't like you because of your sexuality or what have you, just understand that we get the same type of feedback from men and other people that feel like just because we're dark-skinned women that, you know, we're at the bottom of the totem pole. We get the same type of treatment. So I would think that if you have your platform, you would want to uplift. I'm not saying that, you know, you got to tear us down. I'm not saying that you're tearing us down or what have you. I know you're being honest, but what I'm saying is I would appreciate every time every time you go live, I watch your videos, I support, I comment. I'd be wanting to hear something positive sometimes, you know what I mean? It does frustrate me sometimes, and I'm like, okay, I love him. I love everything about him, but it's just like I'm constantly hearing negativity. And yeah, the other
like
kind of
what negativity as regard as what, like gossip just in general, or
well, gossip, but also like you feel like that a lot of dark skinned women, you know, we're looking for somebody to praise us, so we go to other channels I'm not going to mention the other person, but, you know, I used to watch him. I don't watch him anymore because I do feel like that he is pandering, like you said, that particular person. But I come to you and watch your channel because I like your honesty, but sometimes I feel like you throw jabs at us, and if you make it seem like the majority of dark-skinned women, anytime we have something negative to say about you or, you know, someone that's gay or what have you, it's because we don't like gays or we feel like we're in competition or, you know, and that's not the case. I have three male gay friends that I love to pieces, okay, and we're like, we're family. And, you know, they'll watch your show too sometimes, and I'll ask them, like, hey, what's your opinion on this? You know, so they'll give me their opinion, and it's just like, okay, well, why don't you feel like that? You know what I mean? Like, why do you feel like, is it something that a dark-skinned woman has done to you that pissed you off and made you feel like that we're all away?
No, it's not even dark-skinned. It's not even dark. No, absolutely not. So, okay, so let me answer that. It's absolutely not. No, it's things like what I'm showing you on the screen here, where she says punks, and she goes, says it's better than saying the F word. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff. I don't need someone who I've got to do it to me. I'm looking at it online. It's when you get a Ra Ali that gets mad at a Richard Lomax and calls him a dirty lowdown FAG. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I don't like this whole like a dark skin thing. I'm dark skinned. Like, can we make that clear? Like, I'm dark. So that's why I'd be like,
but it's not as bad for men as it is for women.
Okay, so hold on, because I let you speak, and just let me finish, please.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm dark-skinned, so that'd be the first thing that throws me off. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you think it's bad or not, I'm dark. So you can't tell me what's bad for me and what's not, because I'm dark and I'm gay. Okay? So that's number one. And then number two, again, while I understand and I respect and I love that you are honest, that's why I wanted to let you finish. But the biggest piece for me is, and I think where it becomes a little bit frustrating is, again, whenever I'm talking about, you know, gay issues or things like that that come into play with gay people, you know, I'm always met with, but women. And but dark-skinned women, but we go through. See, as much positivity as you wanted to hear, which I respect, and I could work on that, because I feel like I don't know where you watch it. I do Spirit Lounge. I do Real Radio 1. We do a lot of positive stuff. We cry. We sing. We dance. I don't know where you be. We would do a lot of uplifting shit on this channel. I also just gave away $500, and half of them was black women. But so let's talk about that, too. Let's be very clear. So there's a lot of positive shit that goes on over here. This just, y'all don't want to address that stuff. No one talks about those things because that doesn't sell and that doesn't add up to clicks and views and that doesn't fit narratives. Let's make that very clear. Okay. So that's what I wanted to put out there as well. Now, at the same time though, with that being said, we would always hear, well, you know, I want to hear the positivity. It's this, that, and the third. But not one time when you were on this phone did you acknowledge my frustration. See, and I think that's when I get where you lose me and where some of the women lose me, because it's like, forget everything we're talking about. Understand that, but black women go through something. You know, when it happened with the Richard Lomax. He was upset that he got called the F word by his friend. And you know what everybody was saying? Well, who cares? You guys call her fish. You say this. Black women get called bees. And it's like everything is not about black women. Everything is not about you, Pooh. Everything is not about your struggle. At this point in time, I'm talking about being offended by a woman saying that punk is equivalent to saying the F word, and somehow we're brought back to black women and OG and how it's harder for you and it's easier for me. But never once you said, you know what? She was kind of wrong for that. That's not cool that some women treat gays like that. No one says that. That's what we're talking about. And so that's where I get frustrated, because it's almost like, again, our issues get pushed to the side because we have to cater to how you felt about OG. And so, and it's not just you in particular. It's all the time. Whenever I'm talking about an LGBT issue, it's almost what women go, it's like, girl, this is not really even about you like that. Why does it always have to be about you? Hold on, let me pull her call back up. And so, hold on, let me get her on here. 86, oh, hold on. 8620.
Yo.
Oh, that's you. Oh, child, hold on. She hung up then. Hold on. Oh, did she hang up? Oh, no, she gone. Okay, 0292.
Yes. So I wanted to say I apologize if you feel like that I didn't bring that up first, which I should have brought that up first because that is the topic of what we were talking about. I completely disagree with that. Like I said, I have family that is, that goes through the struggle. They tell me what they have going on, what they go through as being black men and gay. I completely understand, and I'm not discrediting anything of what you're saying. Everything that you're saying is correct. All I was saying was, which I made it my mission to call in, I wanted to call in on the last live, but I said I'll take some time to call in this time just because I wanted to speak to you directly just to tell you, listen, I've been a supporter of you. I'm not saying that however you feel about certain situations like this particular one, you're wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I completely understand, and I feel your pain, and I'm not saying my pain is worse than your pain. That's not what I'm saying at all, and I'm not trying to compare the two. Those are two completely different things, and I'm not saying you have to cater to us. That is not what I'm saying, but I'm saying I am a supporter of yours. So when I do watch your lives, I do, and I don't even want to say feel, but it's seems like there's a dig at us every other time I watch your live. And it's just like, okay, I'm thoroughly entertained. I love supporting, but it's just that there's a dig every time. And I'm just like, okay, come on. Like, you're the only person. I used to watch so many other people's YouTube channel. I'm only watch yours now just because you keep it real.
But do you feel that way when I say I love Sauce Santana, when I say that she's stupid and she can be either on the Billboard Top 100 or 6 feet under, or when I say that she's panhandling, or when I talk about Billy Porter tap dancing for the white men saying I can't stand Billy Porter? Do you see when I talk about the straight men and the DL men and the transgenders, like when I say that if they need to stop tricking men, do you my whole thing is you can take what feels personal to you, but I say it to everybody. Right. Do you say it when I got white people on this on moderators, white supporters, right, Puerto Rican supporters. Do you feel that way when I was saying that there was a Latino agenda and my Hispanic supporters are still here, or when I make white people jokes and they're still here? Like that's the part that frustrates me, and that's when it gets, when I get to where it's only about black women. Like, y'all ignore the fact that I offend white people daily and they still in my chat. I offend or they can feel away. I have Puerto Rican people. We can talk bad about everybody else, right? But we can't say anything about black women, or then it's like it's a problem.
That's,
we can talk about people, Puerto Rican, we can talk about the whites, the Asians, we can dog everybody else out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, okay, well, you know what? That's just how I feel about it. And maybe I'm noticing it more because I'm in that collective. So that could be a reason. It's just, it does hit home to me every time I watch your channel and I feel like there's a dig towards us. And I'm not saying that you dig towards us more than you dig towards anybody else, but that's just how it felt to me. So I just wanted to talk to you about that as
Thank
a supporter.
You. I appreciate
and no, and
that.
I really do appreciate you keeping it straightforward when you was talking to, I think you was talking to Miss J or someone like that, one of the makeup artists, about Billy Porter and all that. I was just like shocked at how real you was keeping it with us. Like the fact that you
we ended up following each other, and he called his, I think his name is Adrian or something. He was like, Armand, what's your issue with the Latino? Like, I feel like you don't like Puerto Ricans. Like, he called me like you called me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But so you get what I'm saying? Like, and as a supporter, I want you to know that, I mean, girl, while I love you, it's probably not going to change. You get what I'm saying? Because I have to keep the faith. I can't sit here and drag everybody else and then only a certain group is not in it. All I could say is I could love you with the love of the Lord and me and everything and understand that I'm black and my mama black and my daddy black and you know what I mean? And shit, I drag a model La Negra because I feel like she uses the black skin, but everything she do was Latin. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't really win for losing, you know, but I will try to make a more effort to be a little bit more inclusive on the positive side of highlighting black excellence when it comes to the women as well. I can add that into the show. If that will make you as a supporter feel better too, if you feel like that's something that you're not getting, I'm totally down with adding that and making that more prevalent and more relevant and to the forefront, because we still want you to feel empowered here. I don't want you to come here and feel beat up. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't want you to come over here and feel like somebody that you really like really doesn't like you, because that's totally not the case. So
no,
I'm glad
I
that you called, though, because most people would have been like, oh, I can't call him. So I'm glad that you called and you stayed in there.
Let me get it together first, because I'm like, he be going off. I'm like, let me get my stuff together, because I don't got time to get dragged.
No, I would never do that to you. I respect that. I respect that you can call me and say, hey, I don't agree with this, and I feel this way about it.
No,
and
I appreciate
you for that.
My whole family, everybody watches your channel, and we always talking about, okay, who's the YouTuber that you watch? And I'd be like, Armand, man, he keep it real. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just listen to what he be saying. He is not going to sugarcoat nothing for nobody. He going to keep it real. You may not like some of the stuff that he say, but I guarantee you will get something real out of him, out of every show that you watch, after every live. So I'm definitely going to keep supporting, and I appreciate
you
even listening to me and, you know, not going off or, you know, not hanging up on
no
me.
No problem,
but but keep doing what
you're
doing.
Okay, now you're on my phone too damn long. We got to go. Bye, girl. Bye, okay. Bye. All right. Okay, so that went longer than I thought. So we might have to do a part two to this, because I think that that went a little bit lengthier. Yes, it did. So I'm going to wrap this here. If you didn't make it, I'm sorry. Maybe next time. And you can always super chat your way to the top. We might do like a Real Radio 1 version. What I might do now, we might do another panel. I'm thinking about some people that want to be on the panel. So if you want to do a little panel show, if you're interested, let me know. We want a mixture of boys and girls this time. If you guys would like to do it, somebody said, listen, we love dark skin black women here. Just everybody can get it. That's what it is, period. So I love you all. And remember, I'm not perfect. I'm just a person, okay? But I love you. You can always call. And I'm going to respect that woman for calling in and agreeing. However, I just don't want you guys to look at the negative things that we do here too. And I don't do positive things just to be you know, cheered and complimented. But sometimes if you're going to show me everything that I've done negatively, please address some of the positive that goes on this channel, because there's a lot of it that happens here. And, you know, and I'm not going to let anyone, you know, shun that under the rug and only want to highlight, you know, things that have happened months ago. So I want to say thank you to all of my dark skinned women, my brown skin, my Puerto Rican, my Dominican gay boys, my punks, my sissies, my fish in the building, you know, my white, my Caucasian audience, my Chinese audience, my, you know, all of them. I love all of y'all, my transgender audience, my fat audience, my skinny audience, my special ed audience. I love all of you guys equally, but every last one of you hoes can get it, okay? So until next time, I want you to keep that same energy, and I'll see you soon. Bye.